Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Clementine and Lavinia with your 9 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, separated couples are being forced to keep living together amid the ongoing national housing crisis. Federal court data has also shown a gradual rise in the number of divorce applicants reporting they are continuing to live with their ex-partner post-separation, from 15% in 2020 to 2021 to 19% in 2024 to 2025. For Gold Coast resident Robin Symes, her family home has felt like a financial prison. When her marriage broke down in December, the mother of two started searching for a rental. But despite a revolving door of house inspections and more than 50 applications, she is yet to find a place. As a result, Ms. Symes has been forced to navigate the painful process of separation and mediation under the same roof as her ex-husband, an ordeal she described as, quote, the hardest and darkest 4 months I've ever experienced. According to Relationships Australia, there has been a, quote, significant increase across the country in the trend of separated couples forced to keep living together nationally in recent years. Meanwhile, a University of Queensland breakthrough could soon be used to upgrade the world's most prominent gene editing technology to deliver safer and more efficient cancer therapies. Biotechnology researchers have developed a first-of-its-kind protein with the potential to help the widely heralded CRISPR-Cas9 system reduce errors when designing new immunotherapies for lymphoma and leukemia. You can find out more at news.uq.edu.au. In national news, next week's budget will include changes to capital gains tax, negative gearing and the taxation of trust funds, as the Albanese government braces for a fierce debate about housing, wealth and intergenerational fairness. While the final details have been tightly held and will in some cases be left unsettled until the last minute, several government sources confirm the trio of taxes would form the centrepiece of a budget targeted squarely at young voters. All three featured in Labor's 2019 election platform, but the policy design will differ. The assessment within government is that the politics of the rest of the package, especially its housing elements, are more favourable now than they were 7 years ago, given that Millennial and Generation Z voters would constitute a majority of the electorate.
In other news, the Reserve Bank of Australia's RBA are facing a unique lesser of two evils dilemma between fighting high inflation by raising rates, which risks a recession, and supporting the economy's financial growth, which risks entrenched inflation. Recent inflation numbers, while better than expected, reached 4.6% due to the global fuel crisis, or 3.3% without fuel and other big swings. In response, the RBA is forecast to deliver its third rate hike of 2026 this afternoon, although the decision is sure to be close. And in international news, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney recently attended a major leadership meeting known as the European Political Community Summit amid ongoing tensions in the Strait of Hormuz and US President Donald Trump's questionable commitment to NATO. Echoing comments he made at the Davos summit earlier this year, Mr. Carney said it was important for like-minded nations to step up to defend the rules-based order and the importance of not submitting to a, quote, more transactional and insular world. He was also quoted saying, "It is my strong personal view that the international order will be rebuilt, but it will be rebuilt out of Europe." The comments come at a time when the relationship between Europe and the US is under strain, with Mr. Trump increasingly critical of what he perceives as a lack of NATO support for American military operations in the Middle East. And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny, although did anyone catch that fog this morning? It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their